All right. It's Juneteenth, 2023. And I'm thinking about books. I decided to throw together the 969 Lucretius stuff in with the latest idea that's supposed to kind of give you a sense for what the afterlife, at least the first part of it's going to be like. And, I think I finally got everything pulled together now. I just got it done to this morning. Early. And, now that it doesn't have to be all just Lucretia and 969, then we can add a few other things to it. The whole vignette scene that I typically do is going to be it's going to ease things up a bit. Anyway, I was thinking about how it's going to be. At first I had an idea it was going to be a guy. Then I said, well, maybe it should be a Polynesian. Then I said, you know what we need? We need like a Polynesian woman that has one of those awesome New Zealand accents. And so, they're going to call her Cosmo. As soon as people meet her, we're going to get a better description, but at first we're just going to get a first sense for her. She'll at least try to start a welcome before two darkies, which are people destined for utter darkness, come crashing through the group. She almost immediately opens up a portal in the floor. The big rugby player looking Tongan fellas grab these two spirits, and of course once she opens up the portal, there's a stench and a smoke, and you can see the glow of the burning and the flames leaping up, and you can hear screaming and all kinds of crap. It's horrible. And so those Toggins guys just, you figure that because they're spirits, and it seems like they could go right through everybody else, but these two guys seem to be able to catch these fellas. They're both men. Don't ask me why, they just are. And throws them into this inferno. And of course, as soon as it's done, the Polynesian lady kind of twists her hand, and the portal shrivels up and goes right into her palm, and then it's gone. And then she can get on with her introduction. Apparently she doesn't lose a beat on the whole thing. Hello, welcome. That's not how they say it. Good morning, welcome to hell. Just had a very traumatic experience. Airplane ditched in the water, and you are here because you died. And she points out, she goes, my name is Cosmo, I'm your guide. Boy, I'm glad I got gas in Santa Rosa. I got it for $3.29. Truth and carry, it was $3.69. And here in wonderful Vaughn, it's $3.79 so far. Lalo's cash and carry. Regardless, first she introduced herself, and of course there's already some people that are falling to their knees and maybe even falling down all fours or prostrating themselves. She goes, for those of you attempting to worship me, I know it's an easy thing to do, but yet inappropriate. Please stand up. It is. Some people just have this irresistible draw and just drop their knees in front of her and start worshiping her. However, it's not that big of a deal. But, and then she said, you know, once that's done, she goes, okay, here are my helpers. You know, she introduces them. They're both good Polynesian names. And they're both Tongan rugby players for the All Blacks in the past. All of a sudden, another darky starts making a run on her this time. and she puts out her hands, and before he can even get within about a foot of her, the ground opens up before him, and the flames go up and just engulf him and take him down, and it closes up again. And she goes, "Oh, incidentally, if you feel that incurable desire, if you feel a desire to touch me, I would recommend that you return." Because as you've already seen, lackeys are the first into the realms of the cleansing fires of hell. Don't worry if they scare you, you won't be seeing them again. Goes, let's take care of a little bit of business before I continue. Two Tongans go and grab the two remaining blackies who are cowering. Now, there's no quarters here, so they're just cowering, trying to keep other people between them and Cosmo. She opens up the portal again, you know, the screaming, the smell, the steam, the flames licking up, and they're both dropped in. She sucks it back up into her hand. And she goes, "My introductions are really lost on the blackies. There's really no need to prepare them for their experience. Burn for all eternity." She goes, "If you will look at your neighbor, you'll notice that you can see into their hearts and you can see a little bit of kind of person they were in mortality. You also see that you cannot, that to a large degree, although you can see their heart a little bit, it's often hard to see through globs of sin, unrepentant sin, that many of you carry. The cleansing fires of hell, which you've already been introduced to, will help burn away your remaining sins so that you are clean and you can stand before the Messiah take your bodies back on you, and then go to the judgment bar of Christ, and onward. As you can see, some of you have a lot of sin to cross, to be cleansed. And therefore, you will spend a longer time in the cleansing fires. The other side, once you're cleansed, and we'll help you with further explanation of what will happen next. Once that said, the entire floor just disappears. The flames come up, screaming and yelling begins. Don't drop through the floor. Our Cosmo and her helpers. She says to her helpers, "Shall we retire?" And then they walk off. Into a much brighter place. Anyway, so that's the first vignette. The second one that has to do with this situation is floor kind of rises up out of the gulf of misery and woe. And of course, there are a handful of people coughing and sputtering and moaning. Most of them are just in fetal positions on the newly established floor. The Cosmo and her helpers come back into the scene from the brighter realm. more she patiently she waits until until some of the cacophony kind of settles down. And she says, well, after a few trips to the trips into hell, do they have any questions? And most of them are so out of breath, for lack of anything else to describe it. Whoa, looks around. And he says, where are those glowing people? And Cosmo goes, oh, you mean the shiny? And he goes, yeah, the shiny. She goes, well, they've already gone on. They're in another place, cleansed of all their sins. All their remaining sins. And they're waiting for their time to go before the Messiah. Baptized. And he goes, baptism? She goes, yes, all the shinies who get to go into the presence of God, they're all baptized. If they weren't baptized on the earth. If they wish it. Huh? When do we get to get baptized? And she goes, oh, that has nothing to do with you. You will never look upon God. And she looked a little closer and said, you're a. You're dull. He goes, I'm dull? And you go, yes, look at your heart. So he looked down at his heart, and he said, well, it's kind of metallic. And she goes, oh, yes. He goes, you're actually in rather good shape. I don't know. Looks like you don't have to go through anymore, although your compadre certainly will. The rest of your company will certainly have to have the experience some more. Many of them. They put my thing back together again, okay? I hate it when they ruin my car by not putting it together right. That's just demoralizing to me. And expensive. I'm not a big fan of it. But regardless, but it looks from this vantage point, if you wish it, if you merit it, and you merit it, and desire it, and go to a fine place, beautiful, where everyone works together to make a beautiful utopia. And that's the terrestrial kingdom. The Republic of Christ, as opposed to the Kingdom of God, which is much higher, much higher. And then she goes, now, you know, you can look around you and you can see those who don't look like they have hearts of iron, look like hearts of ceramic. Probably still needing some cleansing, but they will soon face their Messiah as you face yours. And so, that's kind of, that's like the second vignette. Although there'll be a separate third one, probably. You know, you need to break these things up. You don't need to just have a whole bunch of territory covered in a chapter. And the chapters are each individual vignettes plucked out of circumstances around what's happening. The fourth afterlife, or the third afterlife vignette, will most likely feature of lessons. To prepare those for baptism who merit and desire it. All shinies, a lot of them. Session of spirits in front who talk about Jesus Christ and their experiences with him, and importance of reconciling yourself to Him. And it seems an exciting bunch. It's almost like, well, we're just kind of going through the motions until we can get baptized, or until we can have our baptism done for us. Other people like Cosmo there. Obviously, you can tell people who have their bodies again, the ones that are resurrected, brighter, although they still dress and cover themselves so they don't, you know, so that they can be tolerated. That really ends up being one of the important things, is that you couldn't really see the gold people. You can't look at them directly. They're just too amazing, especially upon resurrection. It's just not possible. Barely tolerate the silver people, the people of the moon. And of course, there's brass, which is easier yet to gaze upon. And that's all that are there, either those who have not yet been resurrected, kind of milling around with those who are still engaged in various activities. Not a lot of them, but a few. Mostly spirits talking about Jesus Christ, eyewitness accounts, things like that. They get visits from resurrected beings. Jesus isn't there particularly, where we don't see Jesus, but we see at least one or two of the ancient apostles actually walk with Jesus. Some other apostles from the last dispensation. And just basically a wonderful time to be had by all. And of course, it's all glowing and beautiful. And everyone is happy. And it's just absolutely stunning. If I could get away with saying that it was beyond comprehension, I would, but I'll try and describe it in the best terms I can come up with. There'll come a fourth vignette, which is dolls. Coming before Christ. He's also toned himself down as well. He doesn't have to with the shinies. He can appear as he truly is. In his golden glory, glory beyond all description. But now he's somewhat covered. Of course, he's saying in a mild way, but still without much, I guess, lovingness, particularly. Asks a few questions about how they feel about Jesus Christ. He assigns each one to a world. He's even taking some as couples or groups, small groups. They don't seem very, some of them don't seem very happy about that. They want to be judged singly. They don't really want to, you know, say, and you're going here, and you're going here. They want to have their own day in judgment. It's like, it's fine. Questions are asked, answers are given, sometimes not terribly forthcoming. To a large degree, the questions kind of already help you to get a sense for how you stand. Because he's really, you know, there's many celestial worlds, and he wants to be able to match you up with one that's most appropriate for you. If you're a gang member, he wants to make sure you go to a world with the gang that you would feel comfortable with. Special place for pedophiles. Enticing people to be deviant. Which wraps up the afterlife vignette. interspersed with these are some views on Lucretia, which was one of the few survivors of the shipwreck, finally getting rescued. Way almost everybody else are getting on airplanes going back to New Zealand or to Hawaii or to someplace like that. You know, their vacation's pretty much over after the crash. And Lucretia is getting on a ferry go across to, they're getting on a much smaller plane, going to another island to meet up with the supply boat that goes to Pitcairn. Antonio, before he died in the crash with everybody else, although he didn't want to have anything to do with her, he still had that weird need to make sure that the things that he had set up would work. You know, he wanted to make sure, well, at least as far as he had to make sure she got to the boat. Of course, it didn't have to happen because he died. Of course, the guy that was sent to eliminate him died too. Oh. Everybody died. That's kind of where that one sits. I think we may have a little bit yet. a young family with a puppy to make people feel good. But so that life goes on. Good things happen to good people. Good things often happen to awful people. Bad things happen to nice folks and crummy folks. The world pretty much still goes as you would expect. Right up to the very, very end. That's it. That's kind of how it goes.